Morning, everybody. How you doing?
Morning.
Again, it feels weird to be in here with the mask off. It is kind of nice. I get the privilege today of being the only one, well, right now that has a mask off. So great to see all you guys here. You can open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25. So go ahead and open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25. We'll be looking there today. But it's great to see you guys all here this morning. Welcome. We've got a couple of visitors here today. Good to see you too. I'm not the regular guy. Mike's Burnaman does a great job, and he's usually the guy up here. So how many of you guys have heard of the phrase Kodak moments? You can raise your hand. I'm sure most of us have, right? It's become an American icon of American pop culture, right? Kodak moment, I guess it was coined in about 1992, where they had a commercial, the Kodak company, and they said, you know, you want to capture those Kodak moments. So what is a Kodak moment? Well, they're moments that are kind of sentimental, or they're special, or they're kind of funny or crazy, that really will last in your mind forever, right? They're very special moments. So not just like your everyday moments, like, hey, you got up and you brushed your teeth, right? Something special, like maybe a first birthday, or a birth of a loved one, or a wedding, or something like that, right? So Kodak moments, keep that in mind. Now, how do we capture these Kodak moments? Well, I've got some ways that people in the past and right now have captured them. We have, first of all, a Polaroid camera, and my daughter let me borrow hers. She loves using this one. But Polaroid cameras are great. And just to show you some of the features here, as you know, Polaroid cameras, when you take a picture, it gives you one of these almost instantly, right? And if you wait for about a minute or two, you kind of blow on it or whatever, you can get it to show the picture. So you don't have to wait to have it developed. And this was really cool back in the day when it came out, right? You were able to get those instant pictures. Of course, once you have the picture, you can't really make copies of it too well, can you, right? You got a picture here and you're like, well, I like to give some to my aunts and uncles. Not really that possible. It was a little more difficult to do that, right? Another kind of camera we've got here is a DSLR or digital camera. There's been multiple kinds of these cameras throughout the days, right? And they're getting better and better, of course. But these cameras are great because you have a limited number of photos on this camera, whereas this camera, you can pop your memory card in. You know, I don't want to take it out right now because I don't want to mess up my daughter's stuff here. But anyways, there's a memory card in here, and you can put multiple memory cards in. You can capture thousands of photos on a memory card, right? Pretty amazing when you can only get just a couple out of this thing. You can instantly see those photos just like this on the screen. You can see if they look good, if you want to change them around. But it's very expensive, right? These kind of cameras. Another kind of camera, which we're actually going to focus on today and take a look at, is a disposable camera. And they do still sell these. I was kind of worried when I thought about using this in the sermon. Are they going to sell these things? Can I find a store where I would purchase one of these particular cameras? And sure enough, you know, Target sold this. So I got a disposable camera there. But disposable cameras are meant to be a one-use. In fact, that's what it advertises it. It says one-use camera. And so we had the one-use camera there. Because it's meant to be used one time and thrown away. It's got a particular number of pictures to use, and once you've used those pictures, you can put no more pictures on it. Although I heard there's a way to do that, but we'll pretend like you can't put any more pictures on it, right? But you can't see these pictures usually. You take a picture, you don't totally know how it turned out, where this one, you know, you can see exactly how it turned out, right? This is kind of like a guess. It's like a mystery. You know, how did that picture look? And you've got a limited number, again, on this, and we're going to, again, take a closer look. And finally, a camera that most of us use is our phone camera, right? And so we use these cameras all over the place because they're in our pockets. They're readily available. They're also expensive. They also give instant results, and they also take tons of pictures, right? We can even delete those pictures, and we can take more pictures. We can get rid of the ones we don't like, you know? So a lot of different cameras that we got going here. But again, I want to take a look specifically at the disposable camera. And here's a quick diagram, because I like to present to you guys that a disposable camera is much like our life. And you're like, okay, how's that? How is this like our life? Well, number one, it's disposable. And I'm not saying that we're worthless.